The Environmental Protection Agency is implementing the first-ever drinking water standards on six PFAS chemicals. They join a list of nearly 100 contaminants, like lead and copper, that must be screened for by all public water systems in the country. Sandy Winstelt is a Michigan resident whose drinking water was contaminated by a shoemaker. She says she felt like the government had failed her when she lost her husband to liver cancer, a disease associated with PFAS exposure.
This has been a long journey, not just in our state, where we have made incredible progress, but also in our country. And so today is really a day of celebration.
Roughly 10% of public utilities in the U.S. will need to make changes to meet the new standards, according to an EPA estimate. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Teresa Holmesy.